Unfortunately, about 0.2% of the population in the United States is homeless. You'll find someone sleeping on a bridge or in a parking lot in almost any city you choose to visit. If you have any sort of conscience, you know that seeing a homeless person makes you feel terrible. On her job, the security guard is forced to ask homeless individuals to leave and to find shelter elsewhere. This was already bad enough, but to make matters even worse, the vagrant sought retribution. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 16 of the MCR Podcast. I'm an overnight security guard for a large building slash parking ramp. It's generally a really quiet job with a lot of free time. But occasionally, I do have to kick out homeless people. It's a horrible part of the job, and I do my best to direct them to the next safest place to sleep. Most people are understanding, as they unfortunately go through this a lot. If anything, they want to vent, and I try to be an open ear. Our protocol is to ask them to leave. Then if they don't, tell them to leave. If all else fails, we have to contact the police. I've only once gotten to that last step. It's important to note my general routine at work. I sit in the shack in the parking ramp for an hour, and then I go for a walk around the building and then back to the shack. The doors are all locked, but there's an entryway with an ATM that's open 24/7. This is usually where I find people looking for a place to sleep. For more context, I'm a smaller woman and unarmed. On this night, there was a woman trying to sleep by the ATM. I followed protocol, and after the first two warnings, I had to contact the police. She yelled at me, which is out of the normal, but understandable considering her position. It must be frustrating being constantly kicked out of every semi-safe place you go to. Police arrived, and because I was a little scared, because I always am, I watched from inside the building, out of view, to make sure they got her out. If she was yelling at me, she was full-on screaming at them. This goes on for about an hour and a half before she leaves the building. Unfortunately, that's all the cops are required to do. So she makes her way to the bus stop right outside. The problem with this is the bus stop is parallel with my shack. She just sits and stares at me with hatred in her eyes. This gets uncomfortable pretty quickly, so I decide to take another walk. When I'm passing the door that leads out to my shack, I decide to take a peek out of the little door window. I don't usually do this, but I felt uneasy knowing she was probably still in the area, and it's a good thing that I did. I can just barely see it, but behind my shack, I see the slightest wobble. There she was, hiding right behind my shack. It's not a big shack, it's maybe 10 feet cubed, made of large windows and metal, right at the entrance of the parking ramp. I have no doubt she was waiting for me. I call the police and just keep watching from the little door window. While I'm waiting, she eventually lets out an angry scream, kicks the miscellaneous junk in front of the shack, and storms up the stairwell and the parking ramp. For an extra kick of anxiety, the floor above me had a broken door that wasn't locked at the time. Eventually, police get there, and after some harsh words, they get her to leave again, and this time she walks off into the night. What really scares me was what I found on the next walk. There's a mirror next to the door I was watching her from. I couldn't see it from the inside, but from this side, it was obvious. She had broken the mirror and a large piece was missing. Maybe I've allowed my anxiety to build all this up in my head, but from my perspective, she had taken a large sharp object, hid behind my shack, and waited for me to walk up. You tell me if I'm overreacting or not. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.